come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
And once again, it's the sound of rock cracking, and you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net, and we're glad to have you. We've heard some rocks cracking. It's probably in Florida for sure. It cracked on top of Marco Rubio's head, and rock cracking in North Carolina, Illinois, Missouri, in Ohio, John Kasich did a little rock cracking himself. Missouri, we're still going to have to get some late readings on Missouri. And as we tape this show, they're still waiting for some absentee ballots because Trump and Cruz are so close in the state of Missouri. Wow. We have got a race, and something that's not happened in my time as a voter. I remember in 1976 when Ronald Reagan and Ford fought it out in a convention, and Mississippi actually was a state that sort of pushed Ford over. It was a battle within the state delegation right there, and they still talk about that to this day, the people who were there, and where they could, as a handful of people could decide, is it Ronald Reagan or Gerald Ford to be our nominee for Republicans in 1976. So where does it lead us today? It looks more and more likely there could be a contested convention. We've got a lot to talk about that with you for today's show. And I hope you're ready, because Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics is going to dig down into some of the things, some of the rules, the committee rules of the RNC, the Republican National Convention, that are not being talked about anywhere by the talking heads of radio or anywhere on Fox television. So you're going to hear something here you may not have heard anywhere else. So we're going to make sure you understand there's some rules about whose name can be put in nomination. It can't just be somebody out of nowhere unless they change the rules. So let's get on with today's show, talking about what happened last week. Let's go over a little theme music, and then I'm going to jump in and tell you what you may not have heard. Yes, can you see Donald Trump running up the steps and getting ready for a boxing match, practicing like in the old movie Rocky? Well, Donald Trump talks in visuals. We talked about that last week on the show. Go back and listen to that show if you missed it. You think, well, Doc Holliday's just talking about what happened in election last week for that week, and you forget there's some other things in interspersed in there you won't hear anywhere else. So go back and listen to the archives. But as I was saying, the theme of Rocky, the movie, going back when Stallone made that, it was a famous movie of an entire era. But you saw Stallone training to be the champ in a boxing ring, and he would be running up early in the morning, get up, run up the stairs, steps there in Philadelphia. And I tell you, if you could visualize Donald Trump now, could he really run that fast? I don't know, but it's the visual image. He had a knockout punch in Florida. He knocked Marco Rubio out of the ball game. Marco suspended his campaign. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that there's down to three. It really should be down to two. But Donald Trump did not KO or knock out John Kasich out of Ohio. In fact, Kasich won by about 10 points. He really gave everything he had. And truth be known, every penny he had, all his staff, they worked Ohio over because it was like an animal cornered. He had to survive to go on. And John Kasich survived, but where is he going? Where does he go from here? We all want to know that, and including Doc Holliday. Why would you run for the presidency of the United States and then stay in the race when there's no mathematically way possible you can get the delegates? John Kasich cannot. He needs, like they said, over 100% of the delegates left to be able to win the nomination. He can't. So why is he staying in? People ask him, John Kasich, are you staying in to be a vice president? And he said, no, the second best job in the world is governor of Ohio. I don't want to be vice president. That's what John Kasich says. Now, John Kasich appeals to a lot of people. Yes, he does. But how many states has he won? One. He has won, W-O-N-1-O-N-E, state. And that's, I'm sorry. And they say, well, the Northeast would be more of the voters that would lean toward John Kasich. I'm sorry. It's over. He's out. And they say, well, he can get in a broker convention and end up the nominee. You think that would not cause some warfare within the Republican Party? If Donald Trump and Ted Cruz managed to get way over 2/3 of the delegates and the votes of the people who voted in these overwhelmingly, we talked about it last week, where more and more people are going and voting in the Republican primaries than history in state after state. And do you think these enthused participants in the Republican Party would not get upset if someone who had very few delegates, had won only one state, was picked to be the convention's nominee? Unbelievable. Why is a John Kasich staying in? The only way that the people say they really don't want Trump, the only way is for everybody to get behind Ted Cruz. I know they don't like Ted Cruz. Most of the people on the Senate floor don't. Because he stands for breaking up the Washington cartel. Now tell me, where is John Kasich missing? Did you see? I feel great for John Kasich. He had a happy night. It was great to see his wife and two daughters on stage with him. And the people of Ohio loved him. And they celebrated him as their governor. They gave him a great vote in the Republican primary for president, and they had confetti coming down just like he'd won the nomination. And you would have thought by listening to the network television shows that he had won the nomination. You would think now Trump is really scared because John Kasich beat him in Ohio. He beat him in one state. All right. So what does all this mean? I told you before, there are some rules put in place. I told you earlier in the show, I hadn't told you what the rules were, but Morton Blackwell, and you can Google his name, Morton Blackwell. He, and I've met him before, and he's part of his group that he's put together. It's called the Leadership Institute, and he has done a great job of teaching people how to put words together and speak before groups, and he's helped many politicians. He's helped many people for the conservative cause. But Morton Blackwell has been on the Rules Committee since the 1970s. He's been on there a long time in many different campaigns, the conventions. And what he said last time in 2012, against his wishes, the Romney people came in because they had more delegates and they could keep control things. They went in. They did not want to be embarrassed by Ron Paul getting on stage. They wanted to keep Ron Paul off the stage. So they made this rule that no one who, you had to have 8 majority delegates in 8 states, okay? You hear what I said? Not the majority of the vote, but for each state had its delegation at the convention. Those delegates had to be pledged or would vote for, you had to have over 50% of the delegates in at least 8 states before your name could be placed in nomination. Now tell me this, where is John Kasich going to get 7 more states? We're way over halfway through. I mean, we've had, 29 or 30 primaries? There's not that many left. And Cruz and Trump are poised to win most of the rest of them, if not all of the rest of them. He may have 1 or 2 states that Kasich would have a shot at winning. Just a shot. He's not going to get 8 states to have his name put in nomination. So why in the Sam Hill is John Kasich still running? Why aren't the networks talking about this? And maybe by the time this show is aired, they will start talking about it. But you got to have the majority delegates of 8 states before you have your name put in nomination. Now, going back to the states that Cruz has won, and he's got some more this Tuesday coming up in Utah, Arizona. Will he do good there? He's got a very clear shot in Utah, and they're hoping on something maybe big moving in Arizona, the Cruz people. But still, he's got 9 states, and Missouri's still out. He might even possibly win Missouri. So listen, John Kasich. And I have some friends who love John Kasich, want him so bad to be the nominee. And just like Marco Rubio's people, they wanted so bad for him to be the nominee. He's not. Get over it. This is life. And it would be best if Trump or Cruz won it before you go to the convention. Yes, the newspapers, and yes, the television and radio hosts, they want a contested convention. But if you want to beat Hillary Clinton, it's better to get it wrapped up before the convention. Cruz or Trump, can Cruz do it? He could if John Kasich would get his tail off the stage, okay? Doc Holliday said that. Now, John Kasich said he wasn't going to take the low road to get to the White House. I'm not going to take the low road to tell him get out of Dodge. But John Kasich, you're not doing anything but hurting the chances of Ted Cruz. It should be the Republican majority should go in and get this nomination. Now let them fight it out. You've had your day in the sun. You had your confetti run. Now, John Kasich, it's time to exit before you cause any more damage. All right? That's Doc Holliday's say on it. And that's where you can read more. Look up Morton Blackwell and the rules that was put in by Mitt Romney's people in 2012. And Morton said he tried to get that backed out. Some of it backed out even in January. And he wasn't allowed to do it. He made the proposal and it thought he'd have some people backing him up. But the establishment would not let him remove that back in January, and now it may come back and haunt the establishment. It's just rewards, right? Well, this is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and you're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. And in just a moment, we're going to have the second half of the show. I do have some clips from Rubio, from Cruz, and from Trump. We have some clips of last week, what happened, and we're going to talk about what's going on in front of us and what's ahead. And you need to know, because I'm telling you some things you may not hear on network television or radio show hosts. So I'm glad you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because you're joining thousands of more people across this country who listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're glad to have you. Tell your friends and neighbors. We'll continue to grow and get the word out that freedom and liberty is worth standing up and fighting for and getting out and holding up signs and let's win this election and keep the far left away from the positions of authority. Keep them away. They are abusing this Constitution. They're abusing our country. Our country can't hold four more years. We've got to make a change and stop getting all twirled up in what all this, the drama that the media will push out there. We must secure a nominee, get behind them 100%. I don't care if it's Trump or Cruz. And if the establishment will lose. I mean, that's it. They've already lost. And let me play you something from let me play you this. And in just a minute, I want to tell you about our book and that Dr. King and I put together. But first, when I mentioned that about the establishment, let me let you listen to what Marco Rubio said in his concession speech. Take a listen to this.
That we find ourselves at this point is not surprising. For the warning signs have been here for close to a decade. In 2010, a Tea Party wave carried me and others into office because not enough was happening, and that Tea Party wave gave Republicans a majority in the House. But nothing changed. In 2014, those same voters gave Republicans a majority in the Senate, and still nothing changed. And I blame some of that on the conservative movement, a movement that is supposed to be about our principles and our ideas. But I blame most of it on our political establishment.
Now, Marco was accused of being an establishment candidate because of Jeb Bush at first, and then they went to Marco. And I've talked about it on my show here. But now Rush Limbaugh, and I will back him up and say I agree with Rush on this. Rush said, no matter where you cut it, and you talk about the Gang of Eight, but Marco Rubio is a conservative, a solid conservative. And I agree with that. I believe he has a great future ahead of him. And I hope to see him on a national scene in Republican politics. I really do. But now one of the things that I wanted you to hear was the fact he was blaming the establishment for this feeding frenzy. He didn't say it, but he's talking about what's fueling Donald Trump. Because the majority, like he said, the Tea Party movement ushered in switching the House. And that was a huge victory because it took so many seats to get the Democrats out. And they did that in 2010. The Republicans, based on the strength of the Tea Party movement, went ahead and knocked out the Democrats out of the leadership position in the House of Representatives. Now, and it's true, they didn't do much of that. And I think we had to sequester, and Boehner worked on that, trying to pull down the spending, but they kept agreeing and went beyond the sequester, as you remember. And now we've got a debt that's approaching $20 trillion. Unbelievable. And it started out, what, around $10 trillion when Barack Obama came into office in 2009? Wow. But what happened after 2010, like Marco Rubio said, in 2012, he gave Romney, and he got beat because I just don't think he had it in him to go for it and go for the gusto and win. I do agree with Donald Trump. Romney should have won that election. In 2014, they kept saying, well, we can't do anything with just the House. We've got to have the Senate. They got the Senate. And here we are in 2016, and what have they done? I will give them this. I shudder to think what would happen if Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid had stayed in charge since 2010. Yes, we'd have an unbelievable mess in the economy. So the Republicans did stop cold the far left agenda from happening by legislation, but it went to fiat. It went to executive orders, and it's carrying on. And this group of Republicans said they would stand up to President Obama, and we have not seen it. We have not seen them reject or pull back the things that President Obama is doing by executive order and those things he's using the power of the White House and the executive power in all the agencies in Washington, EPA, education, all these things are just, he's running roughshod over them. And that's why you have people that got out and beat Marco Rubio, the Trump people, Trump, getting his voters out, walloped Marco Rubio in his home state by over 20 points. Take a listen to victory speech by the one and only Donald Trump.
I don't know if they've announced Illinois yet, but we're leading by a lot, so I think they're going to announce it. Florida was so amazing. And I want to thank our friends. Northern Marianas Islands have been so incredible, and we picked up 9 delegates this morning. I heard very early in the morning, 9 delegates, that's a lot.
Now, Donald Trump, he was thanking people, and he thanked the people of Florida, other places, and but he really later got in his speech digging into why people are appealing to Donald Trump, and this is what he said over and over, but they believe him when he says this. Take a listen, and this is why Donald Trump is winning and is on his way to the nomination unless Ted Cruz can figure out a way to get people behind his campaign against Donald Trump. But listen to Trump.
And we're not going to be losing our companies. You know, our companies are leaving our country rapidly, rapidly, whether it's Carrier Air Conditioning, whether it's Ford, whether it's Eaton. I was in Cleveland and Eaton Corp, they're leaving, and so many companies are leaving. And frankly, I'm disgusted with it, and I'm tired of seeing it, and there's no reason for it. It's just gross incompetence at the highest level. We should not allow it to happen. Pfizer, great company, pharmaceutical company, they're going to Ireland, and there's so many more. You have corporate inversions. You have people can't get their money back into the country because the politicians can't get along. They can't make a deal. Everybody agrees, Democrat and Republican. Everybody agrees. The money should come back. There's $2.5 trillion outside of this country. Everybody agrees that the money should be here, and the politicians for 3 years haven't been able to make a deal.
I truly believe you just heard why Donald Trump is winning. He's making people believe that he will do something about this. The companies leaving America, why they're leaving, and what you can do to putting them to keep them here in America. People believe Donald Trump is a businessman, of somebody who's made deals, wheeling and dealing. They can put him in charge of this country, and he will put a stop to these companies leaving, that he'll put a stop to the things that are hurting American business. Now, it scares the heebie-jeebies out of some folks who understand how a free market actually works. And I read some, I forgot who it was, but somebody wrote, they didn't know who was going to win in November, but they knew who was going to lose. Now, who would that be? Who's going to lose in November? Well, let me just remind you right here, because I told you I was going to pitch my book, and I will do it again. I'm going to tell you about who's going. This person said was going to lose after I tell you about this. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics is proud to present our newest book, and it's out. And some of you have heard about it, some of you have not, but it's called Bedrock Truths, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now, written by Doc Holliday, Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Alex McFarland. We got together and said, we need to stand on these principles, these uncompromising principles. If you're conservative and you love your country, get the book. Find out those principles you need to stand on. You can go to the front page right here on this website. You know, you hit the cover of the book. When you see the cover, it says Bedrock Truths. It'll take you to my home page, my website, and there you can order the book. Or, hey, if you want to use your Amazon gift card, by all means, you can order it on Amazon also. But get the book. It helps support the program, helps encourage America, and gets America situated. Strong pillars of the foundation of this country is what the book is about and how we keep those. So order that book. And now, I told you this one author was talking about, he knew who would lose. And I, of course, I had to read the article then. And he said it didn't matter who won, but he knew who would lose, and it would be Adam Smith. the guy that came up with free markets, of how an economy works, how an economy in a country within the world works, and how it grows and builds up its citizens. So Adam Smith, he said, if it's between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Adam Smith would lose, because he doesn't believe that Donald Trump really understands free markets. He's threatening trade. How do you bring Apple and all these companies back to America? Well, you tear up some trade agreements. And so I don't know if we have to go that drastic. I don't think Donald Trump would, but it scares people who know the free market principles of Adam Smith and how the world works. So, and Donald Trump says, you know, we don't need free trade, we need fair trade. And so there's a lot of ifs and buts. And like they said, the biggest loser, if we get into trade war, is who? It's you and me, the American consumer. Things could skyrocket on us. So a lot to think about, and that's why so many people are now looking at Ted Cruz. Let's hear what Ted had to say a little bit after the last week's election.
Tonight, we continued to gain delegates and continue our march to 1,237. And after tonight, America now has a clear choice going forward.
So we know Donald Trump has got at least one competitor in Ted Cruz. Now, John Kasich, I wish you would drop out. Maybe by the time you hear this show, he would have dropped out. I doubt it's going to happen, but I wish it would. For the sake of America, do you love America or do you love your race for the presidency? Sometimes you got to make a choice. That's Doc Holliday's take on it. But if you had, finally, if we ever get to Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, I'm going to play this. You don't have the visual, but just think about the Hulk and the Abomination. If you got to see that movie, if you didn't, there's a lot of fighting going on. Take a listen to this, and then we're going to talk about what's coming up in the rest of the primary season. Well, will Ted Cruz have that much strength to take Donald Trump down and work him over like the Hulk did the Abomination? Well, we're going to have to see. Goes out west this week, as you're listening to this, Utah, Arizona, could be Ted Cruz country, probably not John Kasich country, and John Kasich's probably not going to get out because he's going to say, it's not my country, it's not your race, John, it's time to get out. Let America have a choice between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. The Republican Party deserves that. Get out of the way when you can't have any mathematical way to the nomination. Now, well, there are states coming up. After you go west, there's Wisconsin's coming up. Big states. It's not a whole group of states. It's more two or three at a time now. And a week or two between, and it's time to really get into those and campaign, and we'll see what Ted Cruz can do. One of the things that John Kasich doesn't have is a lot of money. And so, like somebody said, is he going to be going on a Greyhound bus everywhere? I don't know. There's a lot of expansion to do. Ted Cruz has the best organization. That's why he's still in this thing. Donald Trump is not as organized, but he's got the charisma. He's got it, folks. And one thing I don't understand exactly how he really appeals to the very conservatives, those who've begged for someone like Ronald Reagan who would stand tall in the conservative saddle. Ted Cruz has come along, and it's some people just can't seem to grasp him or like him. The true conservatives that have been here for years and decades. Next week on this show, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Phyllis Schlafly. She's been on our show a couple times before, and she is in her early 90s. She's 91 now, but her mind is sharp, and she was there before Ronald Reagan was there in the conservative movement. Yes. Phyllis Schlafly on next week, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. She has endorsed Donald Trump, and I want to know why. I like Ted Cruz. You know that. I've endorsed Ted Cruz as the host of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And so I want to understand from Phyllis Schlafly what she sees in Donald Trump. And you're going to get the benefit of that conversation. I can't wait. Next week's show. All right. God bless you. Get in there and campaign with passion. We've got a job to do now and especially in November. Don't lose sight of saving this country. All right. See you next week with Phyllis Schlafly.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.